The 20 hand-picked Air Force recruits in this makeshift classroom all hope to one day fly military aircraft. But as they go through pilot training next, they're spending less time in the cockpit and more time in front of screens.
At like 15, 16,000 feet, it's not letting me start because I'm not at max torque.
20-year-old Airman First Class Jack Pepper is one of the students. He's sitting in front of a stripped-down simulator made from an enhanced Windows PC and video game components like a monitor, joystick, and throttle.
So did you try going idle and then back to max?
I'll give that a shot.
Pilot instructor Grizz Neal coaches him through an aerobatic maneuver.
So he's going to take his aircraft from wings level upright, and he's going to go straight back so that he's inverted.
There we go. All right.
These simulators are a far cry from the $2 to $3 million ones the Air Force normally uses. Each costs about $10,000 and some of the technology you could probably find at Best Buy. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Vickers is the director of pilot training next.
Everything here is commercial off the shelf. I could buy one of these for my son for his 7th birthday.
For example, Pepper dons an HTC Vive headset, a virtual reality platform that sells for about $500. It's programmed to mimic the conditions of an airplane cockpit. So when Pepper looks around, he sees the horizon and a panel of instruments. The simulator also tracks biometric data, like eye movements, and gives feedback on pilot's technique.
Did it say right rudder as you go inverted, or just use more rudder?
Use more rudder.
Okay.
This is all part of an Air Force effort to reevaluate pilot training. The service hopes to move more students through in less time, without sacrificing safety or effectiveness. They also want to encourage students to take charge of their learning, and Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson is optimistic that virtual reality and artificial intelligence tools can help.
It's really exciting to talk to the students as well as the instructors about how it's changed their work. We haven't really changed at all our pilot training for probably at least 20 years. The syllabus is the same now as it was 20 years ago. Yet technology and our understanding of how adults learn has changed quite a bit.
A severe pilot shortage has pushed the Air Force to re-examine its training methods. The service recently reported a 2,000 pilot shortfall, and Air Force Experimentation Manager Eric Fram says the service needed to figure out a way to bring in more people.
The problem with training more pilots is it's extremely expensive, and absent a massive investment to be able to scale up our existing processes, we needed to find a better way.
But with the emphasis on the new virtual reality simulators, pilot training next students spend less time in actual airplanes, just 60 hours versus nearly 200 hours with the old system, and less face time with instructors. They'll also cut their overall training period nearly in half. Fram says that raised some questions among Air Force leadership.
There was concern that, were we throwing out all these lessons that we had learned over those 120 years of flying that were too tragically written, and too often written in blood?
Fram says he's confident the pilot training next approach is safe. He says when the students had their initial flight, they surprised their instructors by performing difficult maneuvers without a lot of help. Still, he says the Air Force is proceeding cautiously with the simulators until it has more data and monitoring students closely.
We kind of have a tagline of sim to learn and fly to confirm.
But the real test will come when students graduate and move to their next level of training. There, they'll spend more time in the cockpit of planes they'll actually fly in missions. The Air Force has scheduled a second round of pilot training next and then plans to decide whether computer screens and virtual reality components will play a greater role in pilot training.
Ready. Ready.
In Austin, I'm Carson Frame.